In his long and controversial writing career, Tom Wolfe has lampooned the posturings of the radical chic and the Black Panthers, investigated the origins of the U.S. space program, and excoriated, in fiction, the money culture of the go-go 80s in Manhattan. Along the way, he's helped create what's known today as the genre of new journalism and introduced phrases like the right stuff into our language. Now in his latest book, Wolfe casts a satiric eye on college life in the new millennium. Book critic and college professor Maureen Corrigan gives Wolfe's effort an A.
Tom Wolfe would surely be pleased to know that a student reviewer in one of my university's newspapers has deemed his new novel to be a true-to-life and colorful account of what an undergraduate education circa 2004 entails. But the parents of that reviewer and those of her fellow undergraduates would probably be appalled. I am Charlotte Simmons, weighs in at almost 700 pages, approximately 580 of which are devoted to inspired riffs on binge drinking and indiscriminate rutting. The key detail that Wolfe dramatizes about this generation of elite students is that they're never alone. They've worked in groups throughout their school years, and when not in the physical company of others, these students are glued to their cell phones. They defecate in groups in the co-ed dorm bathrooms and fornicate in groups on their dorm beds. Wolfe envisions today's privileged college students as a pack of ultra-cool, sarcastic, and randy herd animals that play well with others. In fact, that's about all they do is play, in every sense of the word, including the hip sexual one. It would be easy to preemptively poo-poo I Am Charlotte Simmons as an old fogey's very funny rant against the immorality of today's young, or, alternately, as an old fogey's softcore frat fantasy about free love and free-flowing beer. But Wolfe, as he's always done in his great non-fictional and fictional social satires, aims not just to entertain, but also to thoughtfully dissect the codes of behavior and beliefs of a foreign culture. That culture, in this case, is the lofty collegiate world of DuPont University, constructed out of bits of ivy and granite borrowed from both Duke and the University of Pennsylvania. DuPont's hallowed halls swing open one autumn to admit a nobody on scholarship. Charlotte Simmons is a brainy, religious, nice girl who's the pride of her tiny town in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Charlotte's higher education begins the day she moves into her dorm room with her devout mama and daddy in tow and meets her roommate, an anorectic, world-weary Groton grad named Beverly, who's already looking to hook up with members, any members, of the lacrosse team, and who, when she gets lucky, will regularly sexile Charlotte from their dorm room throughout the school term. Beverly's father is, of course, a DuPont alum, as well as the CEO of a Boston insurance company called Cotton Mather. Charlotte's father has been searching for a good job ever since the local Tom McCann factory closed shop and moved to Mexico. The brilliant, cringe-making scene where the two young women and their respective parents adjourn to lunch at the downscale Sizzlin' Skillet restaurant is a must-read for anyone who wants to learn about direct and indirect signifiers of class in America. What follows, because this is a Tom Wolfe novel after all, are roughly 10 major and a zillion minor plot lines that gleefully intersect. Although Wolfe breaks with convention in having his up-from-the-working-class pilgrim be a woman, he can't quite dodge the literary cliché of making his heroine beautiful, so she's pursued by three different species of DuPont male. A basketball star, a self-anointed intellectual, and a preppy named Hoyt Thorpe. As we drift through their collegiate subworlds, the word-drunk Wolfe never lets pass an opportunity to dramatize big issues, like the fate of feminism on campus, the triumph of pop culture over high art, and the ultimate goal of a college education. Much of his social commentary is conveyed through his Walt Whitman-like style of cataloging things. The high-tech gadgets littering a student desk, the rap lyrics blaring from dorm CD players. Here, for instance, is part of a description of a strobe-lit frat party bacchanal that Charlotte wanders into. Charlotte could see arms and hands flashing, a whole mob of people dancing on a big terrace enclosed by glass. Next to a wall near the band, faces of a boy and girl who were dancing on top of a table. Their faces bobbed, flashed on and off, light, dark, in slices. Their arms were flailing in slices. Their legs were shimmying in slices. But they were joined at the pelvis. Their pelvic saddles bucked and reared in slices, but never parted. Gradually, Charlotte's eyes adjusted to the phenomenon, and she could see there were couples everywhere on the floor, dancing that way. Hoyt put his arm around Charlotte and said, "You want to dance?" Well, no, Charlotte doesn't, but neither does she want to spend 4 years in solitary. If Wolfe's worldview were as Dickensian as the scope of his plot and his zest for language, Charlotte would emerge from this descent into the maelstrom, called an elite university education, with her sense of identity intact. But Wolfe is too much a rueful social realist for fairy tales. He knows there's a price to be paid for educating oneself away from one's origins, even if the education itself isn't all that it's cracked up to be.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Tom Wolfe's new novel, I Am Charlotte Simmons.